I've noticed that some elderly people begin to sound like my granny did at one stage. She said, "I'll soon be dead and I haven't done it." I said, "What is it this time, granny? You'll soon be dead and haven't done." "I haven't flown in an aeroplane." "So where would you like to fly to?" "Chicago." So off she went at the age of 80 to fly to Chicago. The reason for Chicago was because in the 1920s, she had migrated to America, to Elgin, Illinois, near Chicago. She had been about 20 years old at the time, and she went by boat. She swapped a village in Aberdeenshire with a house that had no gas, electricity, or running water for the bright lights of the city of Chicago with its skyscrapers and gangsters like Al Capone. She once got caught in the crossfire with the machine guns. 9 years later, she returned to the same Scottish village, the same family house, still lacking the same facilities. She came back because of the Wall Street crash in 1929. "Well, I might as well be poor at home as poor abroad," she said. But then in her 80s, she wanted to revisit this amazing Chicago, which had always been a big part of her life. So my dad flew with her, and it was his first flight too. Many people have bucket lists, lists of things that they want to do before they die. I've known people in hospices who wanted to learn to swim, learn to ride a horse, take their first flight in a helicopter. No matter how long we live, we will all soon be dead. So what is your bucket list? The sooner we realise how short life is and how near death is, the sooner we begin to live. And the sooner we realise how real and how near eternal life is, the richer our temporal life here on earth will become.